Adam Gilchrist is on the line from the UK. Plans to celebrate Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee this year have been unveiled. Adam, sounds exciting.
Yeah, we had some stuff already, but there are more detail on this. So we're getting a four-day weekend. I wonder if you guys will, with public holidays and stuff at the start of June. There'll be concerts and parades and street parties and a military pageant, so lots of pomp. But even better, pudding. There is a competition that's been launched today, a competition, and I guess this is going to be open, surely, to the whole Commonwealth, to devise the perfect dessert to mark the Queen's 70-year reign. I mean, after all, we've had coronation chicken. I think that was named after the coronation for her nearly 70 years ago. Cherry's Jubilee, isn't that a link? Is that Queen Victoria? And also Victoria Sponge Cake. I mean, any number of things, I'm sure, have been attributed to members of the royal family. So, a pudding. Somebody has to whip something. I mean, it could be you or I. It doesn't have to be a professional chef. And we are told, here's the trick, keep it simple, think subtle and elegant, as they put it, rather than fussy and elaborate. And I have to say, it may not be simple and elegant, but I have got a winning trifle, Madeleine sponges, berries, egg whites, three kinds of alcohol. I think the Queen will go for this. I am going to enter my trifle. It's the three kinds of alcohol that sells it, of course.
Of course it does. You can't beat a good trifle, especially after too much. Now, IKEA has made a massive call on their unvaccinated staff members.
Yeah, you wonder about this. A world of discrimination. Let's get Novak on this. See what he thinks. Anyway,
yes.
Especially for those vaccinated versus those not vaccinated, we now have this sort of dividing line. So here, the furniture giant IKEA, as you say, they have decided they will cut sick pay for those who have to self-isolate if they're unjabbed. So no vax means fewer benefits, which could be, as they look at the average wages for an IKEA worker, the difference between, say, 100 quid if you have to isolate for whatever reason and 400 quid, which is what you perhaps would be getting if you've been vaccinated. So 100 quid for a week is not great. The only thing is, I mean, on the one hand, yeah, of course we should be encouraged to get vaccinations if you believe in it, and 90-something percent of us do believe in it. But is there any other medical status, medical condition, where that kind of discrimination would be allowed of any kind? I can't think of any.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Or you say to someone, if you're a smoker, the same thing could happen. That would be another way to do it. But it's a very interesting take on a vaccine mandate. They're not stopping unvaccinated staff members from working, but you will get a cut in your sick pay because you've allowed yourself to be exposed, eh? Interesting.
Yeah,
and new anti-terror laws for arenas and stadiums are set to be introduced in the UK.
Yeah, on their way is this particular law called Martin's Law, which is named after one of the victims of the Manchester Arena attack from 4 years ago, a guy called Martin Hett, who was blown up. He was one of the 22 people who lost their lives at the Ariana Grande concert. And out of this, the law, amongst many things, but in particular, is about how poor safety and security, and in particular, staff training have been, in some cases, a complete lack of any of those things, in our arenas and concert halls and sports stadiums and theatres. And you think, these are absolutely the places, I don't know about you, walking into Wembley Stadium, for instance, with 90 to 100,000 people, you would think they would absolutely be on it. But maybe they're not. And in the case of Manchester Arena, they weren't. We've had any number of investigations and reviews that have told us there were so many failings that contributed to that terrorist. I mean, the fact the bomber was able to stand in the foyer for half an hour waiting for the moment to detonate his device. Let's hope Martin's Law absolutely does the thing.
Yeah, very true. You know, the fewer we have, though, the more lackadaisical you become, I think.
Maybe. Maybe it's that, yeah.
Good on you, Adam. We'll catch up tomorrow. Thank you, mate.